Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Around the Rim. And yes, it's exactly what it sounds like, a women's basketball podcast. Sam Anthony here, coming to you live. Alongside me is Ian Kist and Will Camilleri.
Hi.
Giving you all the happenings here around RMU women's basketball. And so, we got a lot to talk about this week. You know, we have the two games from the previous weekend. Robert Morris going and taking on Cellar Dweller Wagner and playing the Mountaineers of Mount St. Mary's.
Took me a little bit to get that one.
Cellar Dweller, Wagner's really bad. Really bad. I can't emphasize. I'm probably going to emphasize a couple times. Probably before and after every topic that Wagner is really bad. All right, so just in case the audience didn't know, in case you guys didn't know, Wagner's really bad.
So, we won 58-52.
Yes.
But Wagner's really bad.
Wagner is really bad. And so, that is something you need to emphasize, because it was definitely way closer than I would have thought it was. But you also have to understand, look at those fourth quarter numbers, you know? It was definitely a game where, Robert Morris is up, they were feeling kind of comfortable, and they definitely laid off the gas a little bit. And again, probably because Wagner is so bad. I'm still not happy with that score. If you're Charlie Biscaglia, you're probably not happy with that score. Because it was only a night. They only outscored them 19-15 in that fourth, which meant it was a pretty tight game the entire time. The most Robert Morris outscored Wagner by in a quarter was 5. And besides that, they outscored him by 3 in the second, 2 in the first, and they got outscored by 4 in the fourth. And for a team in Wagner, again, that's really bad, who currently are sitting right now at 1-6 in the NEC with a 3-15 record.
Beautiful.
I mean, do you think anyone goes to those games?
No.
Ian, would you go to a game where your team was 3-15?
No, there was no one there either.
We're undefeated in conference, and I don't think we get it. I mean, we had a ton of people at that St. Francis game.
Yeah, why?
Because they're close. But, I mean, we only get a couple hundred people to our game.
Which is still the best attendance in the NEC.
Exactly. And we're, what is it now, 7-8-0 in conference?
Yeah, we got to show some love to that women's basketball team. Especially because the newest bracketology came out. Mm-hmm. They're a 15 seed, according to the bracketology, playing South Carolina. I mean,
what? Is South Carolina one of the better two seeds?
Better two seeds, yeah.
Okay, so we're one of the bottom 15 right now.
Yeah, which, okay. Still, I mean, it's hard because you're in the NEC.
Right,
you do have to understand the limitations,
yes,
of the conference.
Yes.
But the other exciting news here is that in the mid-major top 25, and we have some guests coming in here. We got Greg Sutton. We got Avon Patel. Guys, welcome to Around the Rim. Do you want to introduce yourself here?
Hello, I am part-time Century News analyst and writer, Greg Sutton.
So, Greg Sutton, I have a question for you, all right? Since you're here, you're having a good time with us. And, Avon, you can answer this question, too.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on Robert Morris women's basketball?
Honestly, right now, they really let themselves be known across the NEC and across the nation right now, because last year they were that 16th seed in the NCAA tournament. But right now they're definitely making the push, and they're definitely playing the right type of basketball to, I would even say, go 15th or maybe even 14th seed in the tournament this year.
All right, Avon, what are your thoughts?
They're pretty good.
So if you could have one word to describe this women's basketball team, what would it be?
Shocking.
Avon?
Good.
Good. All right, Avon, a man, a few words. We'll just see. Another question I have for you guys is, who's your favorite player? Who do you enjoy watching on that team?
Do you know more than two or three names on the team currently?
No. I do know a couple. I don't know the last names. I do like Nina Augustine.
There we go. He knew her last name. Why do you like Nina?
First off, she plays really well on the arc. She shoots well from the outside, but she's also really good at passing.
Okay.
So she can work the ball inside to, her bigger players, such as Megan Smith, they can drive the lane, and other people like that, they can get the ball into the paint deep and put the extra points up when needed.
And what do you think about, and Avon, you're at the games, right? You're shooting video for him.
Oh,
what are your opinions on Coach Biscaglia's suits?
Oh, they're pretty cool, man.
Hey, pretty cool. Ooh, we didn't just get a good, we got a pretty cool.
We got from good to pretty cool.
How would you describe his dress game? Have you seen his dress game?
I've never been made aware of Judge B.
I definitely encourage you. He had a pretty fly looking gray suit the last time. I would say fly.
Whenever you say fly, that's whenever you catch my intrigue.
Oh man, you know, I would say he's definitely got that Coach Tool type swagger when he's rocking these suits.
Does he take the coat off in the second half?
Not typically. Usually he keeps the coat on.
He probably took it off in the St. Francis game.
He definitely took it off in the St. Francis game.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need to invest in two RMU flavored suits where it's just like logos everywhere and give them to our basketball coaches.
Well, here's the thing. I want one of those.
Yeah.
I would wear two at the same time.
And like, give them a white shirt and then a tie that matches the jacket and pants.
You mean like those Christmas
like,
suits that they sell at like Boss Calls and
Macy's? Yes, but with RMU logos.
That'd be pretty neat.
I'd possibly buy one. A giant Romo head somewhere on the back.
No, just the whole back is Romo's face.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
No, good. I feel like you would have to do it like on the tie. Like the tie, would, like the bottom of the tie would be like Romo's face.
Okay, I like it.
It's just like his eyes. Like from
you know
here,
what? That's pretty good. I like that.
Put it at the bottom and have it just be from here up, and it's his eyes.
Like
and just like the anger of the eyes without the smile. So you don't know, is he angry or is he happy?
That's the thing of nightmares.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
So let's go Colonials.
So who do we have to talk to get these suits made?
I feel like we just have to get it on a website on Google.
Dr. Howard. Oh, we might need to order three.
Yeah,
so
you know
Dr.
what?
Howard.
If Dr. Howard listens to this, I highly doubt he does. But you know what? Chris, are we on that basis that I can call you Chris? I'm going to call you Chris. If you can make that happen, make some power moves. Hey, you know what? I'm just saying, you know, Chris Howard, friends with Adam Silver of the NBA. I am now going to be employed by the NBA. So, you know, he should be my friend, too. I could be a connection to Dr. Howard. You never know.
Nice transition.
Probably not. Probably not.
It's also Porta Kids.
Yeah, we sent it in, signed everything.
Kids.
Boom. Submit.
Yes.
Avon, you on your way out, or are you...
Oh, no, I'm just saying, I want that too, so think
oh,
about
yeah,
the kids.
Oh, yeah, dude. All right, think about the kids. Yeah,
I think,
Dr. Yeah. Howard, Chris,
we get a poll. We need a Twitter account so we can get polls going.
Oh, you know what? All right, so we're going to get a Twitter account. Will, your goal during this is to make that Twitter account, all right? We have a logo. I will send you the logo.
Great.
And we're going to do everything hashtag around the rim, hashtag Jocelyn Jones is groovy.
Just to promote another RMU radio show, can we also get a Twitter account for Will Sam and Sam in the Morning?
Oh yeah.
I think that needs
to happen. You know what? We're going to take a moment here to promote two shows, all right? The most popular show on RMU radio is Fridays with Ian.
Oh.
Fridays with Ian recently got 2,000 downloads.
Wow.
2,000.
Yeah. That's what we said too. Wow.
Ian went viral, all right? So,
just went viral.
You know, Ian, tell us a little bit about Fridays with Ian, what time the show's at, and, you know, where you can listen to it.
So, it takes place...
Shameless plugs here.
Yeah. I think we set a 11 o'clock time for this semester, even though we were going to have it at 10:30. Today before, you know, later canceling the show today. Uh-huh. But, yeah, you can, you know, tune in live, the RMU radio, tune in app, listen to us live. We like to think we have a ton of fun on the show. We provide our listeners with great content and stories. And it's usually Ian just getting really fired up and...
talking in third person.
Yes, about stuff.
See, that's why we had to bring him on. He's the face of RMU Radio because he has such a face for radio.
So if you want a good time in the morning or if you ever need a good time, download.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry. And then on a side note, if you care about, you know, we do talk about women's basketball and Will Sam and Sam in the Morning.
We
talk about pretty much all RMU sports.
Anything
that happens, Pittsburgh and Philly sports. Next week's going to be a lot of Super Bowl hype for Will.
Wait, what's happening in Philly right now?
Well, the Super Bowl.
What?
The Eagles are in the Super Bowl? I know. I think I'm dreaming too. It's not real.
I saw a video of a guy driving a dune buggy up the art museum steps after their win. It was.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's incredible.
Climbing poles that were lined with Crisco.
We got everything. But yeah, Will Sam and Sam in the Morning.
Yes.
Thursday morning.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
9 a.m. You're going to want to tune in. It's a great time. Me, Will, Sam Ferentz. And so, yeah, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, you got a lot to listen to, people of RMU Radio. So yeah.
All we need is a Monday, Wednesday, and you have a little bit of us every single day.
Oh my gosh, you know, we'll talk with Malik Johnson, the head of radio, make it happen. So Malik, if you listen to this afterwards, you know, come talk to me. I'll be in the Academic Media Center. We can have a cup of cocoa and talk about how me, Will, and Ian can be on every day of the week.
Yes.
On Army Radio.
I also think I'm going to be on a little bit with, there's a Carney on sports.
Oh,
sports
yeah,
with
on
Carney.
Thursdays?
Yeah, then, now that I have some time, I think I'm going to be
so
on.
So you're going to want to tune into that. Sports with Carney is actually, isn't it up for an award for the IBS Award?
Sports.
So it's an award-nominated show. We didn't ever submit ours.
No, we didn't. Yeah, we didn't submit. The dude day came up kind of quick.
They did. Yeah, that's fine. We're going to get them next
year.
We kept
like, saying, like, oh, we'll do this, and then it
We're going to build momentum and win next year. Just watch out.
Yes.
Sleeper pick. All right. Now that we've gotten our shameless plugs out of the way, we talked about a colonial suit. We talked about Greg's favorite player, Nina Augustin. So, you know, Nina, I don't know if you and Greg want to hang out, get a cup of coffee, talk about how great you are.
Finland.
She's very interesting. I like Nina. I like all of them. They're really great. But let's go back. All right. So we've talked about.
I actually have something about a former colonial.
Oh, all right. Let's hear it. My all-time favorite player.
Sam Anthony's celebrity crush at RMU.
So let's be cool. Let's establish the fact that my love for Anna Nikki Stamolampu,
the
greatest player
to
ever. Because I already knew the news.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you don't think
I knew before she knew?
You know what? No, that's not. Let's not take it that far. I knew probably. Minutes after she knew. I don't want to say that when she retweets my stuff, it gets just way more reads at Army Central Media, but it definitely does. And I'd like to thank her for making me viral in the women's basketball scene at RMU. Mm-hmm.
She signed with Club Deportivo Promedi? So, I don't know, Spanish.
Probably Promedi.
Yeah.
But it is the top league in Spain, which she signed with, which is a big deal.
Yes.
You know, especially because, you know, Anna Nikki, great shooter. I mean, arguably the greatest shooter to ever come through Robert Morris University. Mm-hmm. The only thing that really has Artemis Spanou trumping her in terms of ability was her all-around ability to be able to rebound. Anna Nikki didn't have the size. So the fact that she's siding with Spain's top league and she's as short as she is, I mean, I know, you know, women's to men's is, you know, there's a lot bigger players, but in the same sense, she's still doing kind of the same thing, competing against people a lot bigger than her, and the fact that she's coming back from injury, too, because she was in Switzerland, suffered a season-ending injury, and now she's back and signing with Spain's top league. Good for her, bouncing back. And, you know, of course, Will, you know that I'll be actively following her career. I follow her on.
Yes.
She actually put on her memories today a picture that I took of her. So
did she give you photo credit?
She did not. It's okay. I still, in my heart, I know that she knows. You know, honestly, if there's anyone who might listen to this podcast, it's probably Anna Nikki Stamolampu.
Yes.
So I might tweet at her afterwards and see if, like, she can give this a retweet. We'll see.
Maybe we could have her call in. Ooh.
That would be, all right. That would, you know what? All right,
pull
in
your
the
strength,
works.
Sam.
Anna Nikki Stamolampu, if you're listening to this, hit me up on Twitter, Facebook.
Doesn't she have your number?
She does, but she's also in Spain now, so
that's true.
that probably isn't a great option. But yeah, hit me up on social media, and we can work out a time to. I don't know the time difference in Spain.
It's five or six. All right, hours.
We can make it work. She could call in late night.
Actually, I think it's six.
Yeah. So what? It'd be 9 p.m. for her if she called in at 3.
Yeah.
We could definitely make that happen. Mm-hmm. We could get her take on the RMU suit, what she would add to it. What if, like, there was, like, a legend suit? Like, it had, like, different faces of, like, different RMU, like, sports legends. Mm-hmm.
That would be really cool. And, like, each year it got updated, so you have one.
Yeah, I'd like that.
We can put it down the hallway in the third floor of Nicholson.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Oh, man. We got things
going on. Even better, line the outside of the new arena that they're putting up, the UPMC Event Center.
I love it. I love it, dude.
We have so many good ideas. There's so much room for activities.
Especially with this women's basketball team that's
so
good.
So good.
So good.
7 games undefeated. They're what is that?
They're just.
They're 12-1 in their past 13 games.
It's been fun. And
crazy.
Yeah.
9-1 in their past 10.
I mean, dude, they're just going to keep rolling. You know, speaking of that, let's their schedule down the road here. All right. The big matchup coming up is February 3rd, next Saturday, in Loretto, Pennsylvania against St. Francis on ESPN3, actually.
Ooh.
So for those of you that really care, that's a game you got to tune into because so much going on. That one, if Robert Morris wins that one, they effectively win the conference regular season. Unless they somehow collapse in the final 8 games where they, you know, lose, you know, 4 of their last 8 and nobody knows where that came from. You know, which I highly, highly doubt. So, you know, we'll just, I mean, that's a big one. And St. Francis knows it. St. Francis knows they have to come and they have to win that one. So it'll be a, you know, a wait and see here, folks. But besides that, this weekend, you know, Bryant, Central Connecticut. Bryant was more of a force to be reckoned with last year. CCSU, though, very interesting because, you know, those games always get very physical.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time they're going to be playing Central Connecticut and Bryant this year. But there were definitely, I mean, those were teams that battled last year. Onaniki hit a dagger 3 at the end of the game against Central Connecticut at home last year for that win.
Mm-hmm.
Then they blew out Central Connecticut in those playoffs. It was close
That's
to
right.
start,
mm-hmm.
and then it got bad real quick on Robert Morris's really
always a fun,
pretty steady
run. I love those games where it's like you're like interested for like the first like quarter and a half, and then after that it's just like, okay, here's the team you know, and then just like blow them out
exactly.
Of the water. And you're like, that was a fun game to watch. Like it was interesting, and then we just did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah. So all right, so here's a question I wanna gauge with you guys, and we'll talk more about this game next week because it'll be the day before that game. It'll be a big
mm-hmm.
deal, it'll be exciting. Who does it come down to in terms of what player is most important in winning that St. Francis game? Who needs to come out and have, you know, a career day?
Megan Smith.
Why?
I mean, she's the leader of this team. I mean, she's already showed that she can put, you know, the team on her back and hit, you know, a shot that we talked last week. You know, it was her first game winner against St. Francis, buzzer beater. So, you know, putting her hand, she didn't panic knowing that this could be a chance, you know, to affect the standings at the time. And it was a chance, you know, she ignored the fact that she's never hit one before, which I think you put that in the hands of an underclassman, especially a freshman, you know, with the big freshman class that we have that's producing really well this season. I think they overthink the shot, and I think she's just a person who, you know, she's leader, she's always on the ground, she's hustle, and that's what they needed in St. Francis, was they needed a hustler, and she was that person, and she was, you know, that me that proved that she was a leader of this team, where it was kind of, you know, who was going to, you know, officially take the leadership heading in the stretch of, you know, of conference play that they really need to win, and to me that was Megan Smith. She really proved to me that she is the leader of this team. Back.
Yeah, well, what are your thoughts on Megan Smith? Is she the one that needs to contribute, or is there someone else that really?
I mean, really, I think they all need to contribute. Somebody that I think has kind of been struggling, and I would enjoy to see a rise back to earlier in this season, is Morgan's favorite player, Jocelyn Jones. She hasn't been doing too well in the past few games. She scored 6 points against Mount St. Mary's, 3 against Wagner, 4 against St. Francis, and 2 against St. Francis Brooklyn. However, in the St. Francis PA game, she had 10 rebounds.
Which I think is something very notable, very
yes.
important, that Jocelyn Jones, I mean, that's her bread and butter. 4 steals,
mm-hmm.
10 rebounds. I mean, you look at the scoring, and that was what stuck out at the beginning of the year. She's very consistent on the boards and on the defensive end, which is a really big deal against a team like St. Francis that can score, that can
mm-hmm.
score, that can score, that can score. I mean, she had 4 of the team's 11 steals. I mean, a lot of the defense comes through Jones. But to me, all right, the player that I think, and a lot of this offense operates through them, is Hinoki Komatsu.
Really?
Right? And the thing that I saw from St. Francis in that game was a lot of full court press. And what would happen is Hinoki would have no problem breaking that press. But once they got to the other side, it was like they felt so rushed, they felt so flustered that they would send a bad pass, it would be a turnover, they would try and send a pass down low, when really, St. Francis is a lot bigger than them. A lot of these players, Ace Harrison is a monster,
mm-hmm.
and I would not be trying to pass underneath when she's right on someone. So to me, I think a lot of it comes down to Hinoki Komatsu, because we know she can score. She had 15 against, she was the leading scorer against St. Francis,
yeah.
PA. But the 7 turnovers she had, that really hurt. That was second on the team behind Jocelyn Jones. So I think a lot of that comes down to the two of them, two very talented players, two players that start on this team. I want to see Hinoki Komatsu, you know, really, you know, control the ball better, run that offense. It's going to come through her because, you know, even on that final play on that buzzer beater, that was a broken play. Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of like a desperation pass to Megan Smith and, like, you know, please go in, please go in, please go in, please go in. Where, you know, that was, I mean, their goal all along was to get a 3. That's what Megan Smith said on Colonial Sports Center last Thursday. But to me, I mean, you couldn't tell. And it's being more fluid. And I know that, you know, yeah, defense is their bread and butter. And that's what really won them this game, was limiting St. Francis. So despite the fact that they were turning the ball over a lot, they were, you know, limiting the scoring from St. Francis. But when you have 33 turnovers, you really shouldn't win a game.
No.
And, you know, Hinoka was responsible for, you know, 20% of the team's turnovers. Between her and Jones, it was, you know, almost 50%. Mm-hmm. So, to me, that's why they're really key players is, you know, again, both of them are in roles that they probably weren't sure they were going to be in at this point in the year. You know, I know Jocelyn Jones really worked hard this summer to get where she is, and Hinoki Komatsu probably came in really not a lot of expectations on where she would be playing right away. Both of them starters week in, week out. You know, they gotta do something.
Yeah, I would agree. Ikimatsu, Nina, Augustine, and Callahan. I forget her first name.
Megan.
Thank you. You look at their numbers, and it's kind of like a 2/3. As long as at least 2 of the 3 of them are playing well and scoring, the team usually ends up fine. Like, you look, you know, there's a game where Nina Augustine has no points, but Megan Callahan has 11. And, you know, like, there's always somebody that's like, I like the word I came up with, the 2/3 rule. And I think it kind of mimicked last year as well, where, you know, your big 3 were obviously Ananiki, Rebecca Navarro, and Megan Smith. And as long as 2 out of the 3 of them were playing well, your team was fine. And I think that's kind of shifting a little bit away from Megan Smith, just because there are, I'd say, more shooting options, and she doesn't really have to take on that responsibility as a big shooter compared to years past.
Which is good. I think, you know what, and you kind of hit on a little bit with that 2/3 rule, that's what makes this team so good, is that the best players don't have to have their best games week in, week out, you know, every game, because there's so much depth. You know, look at, to me, what really stands out, and I know Jessica Kovach scored, you know, all of the points for St. Francis. I mean, literally all of them, 42 of the 62 were Kovach. But the team only had 3 bench points compared to Robert Morris, who had 21. And that's the place you want to be, where you can have these players, you know, like, let's say, you know, again, Hinoka's struggling, Jocelyn Jones is struggling, Megan Smith isn't having a great game. You have these players that can come off the bench, contribute, and, you know, all of a sudden, boom, you know, you're in this game because, right, you know, next man up. And, you know, I think Coach B does a really great job of, you know, every player is invested in their role. They know their role. You know, Neka Azebo plays 20 minutes a game.
Yeah.
She's an extremely talented player, but she only plays half the game.
Yeah, she has 6 double-doubles on the season.
And she owns that role. You know, when she is in, she is a machine. And it's never, you know, fighting for minutes. It's never, you know, she feels like she's, you know, gypped because of that. You know, you go out, you play your game, and, you know, they're winning. So this is a lot of fun. So that's the thing that really stands out, is that they can really, week in, week out, you know, they could have a different starting lineup every game and probably still win.
Yeah, you look at the game at Mount St. Mary's, that was a few days ago, every single player that was on the floor got at least a point and a rebound.
Yeah.
Every single one. And I think 12, it was, 12 out of 15.
And really, that's a regular occurrence for this team.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, there are a few times where somebody won't get points or it's heavy, but with one person, but usually it's very evenly distributed. Even with assists, I think there was only one player that didn't get an assist on Mount St. Mary's, which shows that they're team players. They're not selfish 3-point shooters, and they don't hog the ball. Like, they know how to get it around, they know how to score, and it's just, like we've said in the past show, the last show we had, our first show. They need to limit, as long as they limit rebound turnovers, they're fine.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, exactly what you said. I mean, you just can't put up that 33 spot. But the fact that they probably put up their worst game in terms of turnovers and still came out beating, arguably, you could still argue that St. Francis is better than Robert Morris in conference, but Robert Morris came out with the win. Very impressive. So, all right, so we're getting down to the last couple minutes of this show. Yeah. All right, so we're gonna, you know, we're gonna try something new here. We're gonna give our thoughts here. So, I want you, all right, to take a look at this weekend. All right, give your predictions. So, two games this weekend. Central Connecticut, they're 2-16 this season. So again, like Wagner, and Wagner is really, really bad.
Really bad.
Really bad. I mean, just horrible. Wow. Oh my gosh. Poor Wagner. But poor Central Connecticut too, because they are 2-16 and 2-5 in conference play.
I never feel bad for Central Connecticut State University. I don't know why I don't like them, because 9 times out of 10 their sports aren't good. But I just don't like them.
I don't like them
in anything. Any sport. Like, we don't even have bowling, and I hope they lose in bowling.
That's not him with St. Francis. I don't like St. Francis for some reason.
Yeah, I agree with that. I would say my dislike definitely goes towards St. Francis and LAU Brooklyn. Those are my, my least favorite.
Mine are CCSU and Mount St. Mary's.
See, I don't like Fairleigh Dickinson-Wagner for another reason, but we'll just ignore that right now.
I figured you would like the name Fairleigh Dickinson.
No, I do not like Fairleigh Dickinson. Or I've given him like 4 names in my college career. Farley Dickinson. Farley Dickinson.
Do we know what day that CSC was so the fans can look it up?
Someone in the... It was November. November 20...
Yeah, November...
Was it the
November
one that I was on?
No, this was before I even did it.
November 2015.
Yeah, Ian stumbled just a lot of it.
Yeah, I've seen the video.
Mount St. Mary's. Mount St. Fairleigh. Yeah, Mount St. Fairleigh.
You know, it's definitely something that can go, like, send it to Tosh.0 and get, like, a web redemption. It definitely
go viral.
Can we take that clip? I might try and make it go viral. I might just be bored, like, 5 years down the line and make it go viral. But, all right, so Central Connecticut and Bryant. Bryant, 5-2 in conference, 6-2 overall.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. So, guys, how's it go this weekend for Robert Morris?
2 wins.
Yeah, I think they're wins. I think they, you know, I think Bryant, like usual, kind of gives them a harder of a time than Central Connecticut. I think Central Connecticut, that's a blowout. Bryant's going to be kind of more of a grinder. I think they'll pull away in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, I'm with the Bulls.
Yeah, I think it helps that, one, they're at home. I think that gives you the confidence to go out and win. But to me, it's going to be very telling. I think Robert Morris is going to dominate Bryant, in my opinion, and it's going to kind of just emphasize the fact that really it's a two horse race to the finish here, St. Francis and Robert Morris. And I think I have a feeling that a lot of people in the NEC kind of know that. So that's my pick. So, but we're broad on consensus right now. 2 wins.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first on Around the Rim. So, on that note.
Hold on. I have one more question.
One more. We got. All right. What's the question?
Do they go undefeated in conference?
Yes, they're going to go undefeated and get a 14 seed. That is my declaration. Yeah. I said it back in December. All right.
Did you say it publicly?
It's on Twitter.
Okay, good.
It's on Twitter. It got retweeted by women's basketball. So.
I agree. Unknowing of that, I also made a 14 seed prediction, but it was like a lot later. I just had no idea that you even, which is unusual because I usually see the things that you tweet.
Yeah, follow at @Century_Anthony on Twitter. It's my Century account. I don't know if you follow it.
I don't know.
Probably why. Follow @Century_Anthony.
I follow your actual one.
Yeah, follow my Century.
For those of you who are curious, I'm @BillyBobCampbell.
You should definitely follow him. He tweets a lot of things about Philadelphia.
Yeah,
so.
I don't tweet that. I just retweet.
He does. So he retweets everything. But it's awesome. I love it. So on that note, all right, this is the end of our time here. Thank you so much for tuning into Around the Rim, the greatest name in sports podcasts ever. Ian loves it. Will loves it. Sam loves it. And we love you, our loyal fans listening to us on Around the Rim. This is episode 2. You can find us on rmucenturymedia.com. Listen to all our podcasts on there. You can see me. I'm the beat writer for RMU Women's Basketball. Follow me. I'll give you updates at @Century_Anthony. Follow at Billy Bob Camel if you love some Philly stuff. Ian Kiss, he's going to retweet it all. He's going to tweet about some RMU sports. Definitely give us a follow. We're going to work on making that Twitter account,
yes.
Right, Will?
Yes.
We're also going to, you know, Chris Howard, if you're listening to this, that suit idea that's still very real, please, please consider. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And we will be back next Friday, 3 p.m. Don't go anywhere.